Good morning to everyone. Take your Bible and let's turn to Psalm 146. Psalm 146. I always am delighted to come and be with you, worship with you, and see you again. Been coming here for a lot of years. Never tire of it, never weary of it. Okay then, Psalm 146. Let's read these 10 verses, and then we'll come back and make a few comments. Notice, praise ye the Lord. The marginal reference has hallelujah. I guess that's what it is, that phrase in the Hebrew. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. In my heart. David declares, while I live, will I praise the Lord. I will praise Him while I live. I will sing praises unto my God. He gets personal, doesn't he? He's my God, my Savior, my Lord. While I have any being at all. Now, verse 3. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man. And the phrase there means any son of Adam. Don't trust any man in whom there is no help. And notice the marginal reference on the word help. There's no salvation from a man or in a man. That is, in any son of Adam. And the reason being, verse 4, his breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. Man is a frail creature. In that very day, his thoughts perish. His plans, his ambitions, all his schemes. You can plot and plan all you want, but when the Lord comes, it's appointed unto men once to die. Your thoughts, your plans, your ambitions, the things that you might accomplish in this life, they're gone. So don't put your trust, your confidence in any man. Happy. You see verse 5? Happy. And that's the word we see in other places in the book of Psalms. Blessed. 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 Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob. The God of Jacob for his help, whose hope, those three words are happy, help, and hope. You see that? Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Now, from verse 6 on down, we have a description of the Lord our God. The one that we love to praise in our soul and sing praises unto. Verse 6, which made heaven and earth, the sea. He's a mighty creator. And all that therein is. He made all things by the word of his power. All things are held together and consist by his dominion, his reign, his rule forever. Forever. Which keepeth truth. He keepeth truth. His truth. Let God be true and every man a liar. He keepeth truth forever. He executeth judgment for the oppressed. Which giveth. He giveth food to the hungry. Anybody hungry this morning? Look unto the Lord. He's the giver of all good things. Every good thing, every perfect gift cometh from above. The Lord giveth food to those who are in need. The Lord looseth the prisoners. He set the captive free. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. Seems to indicate here that our salvation is of the Lord. It's the Lord that openeth the eyes. It's the Lord that looseth the prisoner. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. It's the Lord that raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord loves His people. They're righteous in Christ. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow. He is our relief. Those who are in need is what He's saying here. But the way of the wicked, the way of the wicked, He'll turn that upside down. He'll destroy that way of self-glory, self-righteousness. Verse 10, the Lord shall reign forever. His dominion is an everlasting dominion from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God, even thy God, O Zion. The Lord reigned unto all generations. Now, notice He ends this psalm with the same way it begins. Hallelujah. The Lord reigns. Hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. Let's bow together and ask the Lord's blessing upon our day. Our Heavenly Father, we look unto Thee this time to bless Your word unto us. Lord, give us a heart of worship, a broken and contrite spirit, that we might honor Thee and praise Thee in our heart, worship Thee in our heart. Lord, we thank You for this congregation. Thank You for Brother Paul. We ask You to bless him as he preaches today, and bless us here. Send forth Thy word and power. Lord, we give You all the honor and glory, both now and forever. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks. Amen. Now, I enjoy the Psalms, don't you? Aren't they a blessing? I recently, back to the last 2 or 3 years, started in Psalm number 1 and went all the way through to Psalm 150 and looked at each and every Psalm. And every week as I sit down and study the Psalm, it just lifted me. It just helped me. It just encouraged me. And as I got toward the end of the Psalms, this phrase here is repeated over and over and over again. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And it says here, O my soul. Now, there is a lot that goes on in religious circles about folks raising the hand and saying hallelujah and praise the Lord, and it gets to the point where it becomes just meaningless. It's overdone, it's overused, and I think most of the time in what we call main Christianity or mainline false religion, I guess we would call it, that this phrase is used to the point of contempt, to the point of using the name of the Lord in vain. You know, we can, as believers, we can praise the Lord, and we can do it and not utter a word, not move a finger, a hand or a hair, as Brother Muse used to say. We can praise the Lord sitting still. Be still. Turn over here. Hold your place here. I'm thinking of this psalm over here in Psalm 46. Psalm 46. Look what it says here. Verse 10. Psalm 46 now. And hold your place there in 146. Look at verse 10. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob. That phrase is repeated, you know, how many times? 26 times. The God of Jacob. The God of Jacob. Covenant God. The God of Jacob is our refuge. You remember, I'm thinking of the children of Israel as they exodus out of Egyptian bondage, and Pharaoh and his 600 chariots pounding down upon them, the Red Sea before them. The mountains on each side, they were hemmed in. They were trapped. They were confined. But they were exactly where God put them. You remember the message the Lord gave to Moses. Fear not. Stand still and see the salvation that's of the Lord. So praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And that reminded me of this psalm. Look at Psalm 103. Very familiar psalm. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Psalm 103, verse 1. O my soul. Psalm 103. And all that is within me. Isn't this our desire? In body, mind, spirit, all that is about us. O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all of His blessings, His benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? How can we not thank Him in love and in gratitude unto Him? Forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. We do honor Him. We do exalt Him. It's our desire, our heart's desire. That's why we're here today, isn't it? To honor the Lord, to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now look at verse 2. He says, I will, while I live, will I praise the Lord. This is David's determination, and this is every believer's determination. To come to the house of the Lord, where the gospel of God is preached, while we live, while we're able to come. What a blessing. What a privilege. I think of that other psalm that David talks about. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. What a privilege God has given us to come and to worship around the gospel of God's grace in Christ Jesus. While I live, will I praise the Lord. Now watch this. Not only will I praise the Lord and bless the Lord, but I will sing unto Him. I will sing praises unto my God. David gets personal. While I have any being, while I have any thoughts, I want to sing unto the Lord. Now, I thought of this psalm. This is kind of, you know, the psalms really are a commentary on the psalms. Look at Psalm 40. Psalm 40. We just want to look at a few psalms here. Psalm 40, I thought about this, about that singing unto the Lord. And it's a song of redemption. It's a song of redemption. It's that new song. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive all honor, glory, and power, both now and forever. And this song is a song that the Lord puts within us. Look at Psalm 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me, and He heard my cry. The cry of the heart. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. He brought me up out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock. And we know that rock is Christ. He's our rock. He established my goings. And then He put a new song in my mouth. Something that wasn't there before. Praises unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. So He brought me up. He set me up. He established me. And then He tuned me up. To sing praises. To sing worthy is the Lamb. Now look at Psalm 98. Look at this here. Psalm 98. And here's the theme of this song of redemption. Psalm 98, verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. And here's the chorus. He's done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm has gotten Him the victory. Remember that verse over 1 Corinthians 15? Thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the new song. We sing of all that the Lord has done for us. Now, there's a warning here in verse 3. You see, Psalm 146, verse 3. Here's the warning. Don't put your trust in princes, politicians, presidents, or preachers. Not this one. Not any. Put not your trust in princes, nor in any son of Adam. Any son of Adam. In whom there is no help. And notice the marginal reference on that word is salvation. There's no salvation that's of man, that's in man, that's from man. He can't be trusted. Don't trust yourself. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. In that same chapter there, Jeremiah 17, it says, cursed is every man that trusteth in the flesh. Don't put your trust in any man, son of man. And that phrase there means the best of men. The best of men are still men. Sinners. Sinners who can do us no good in the realm of salvation. Now I know God's preachers point us to the Lord Jesus Christ, and in that sense they are a help. But he's saying there is no salvation in man or from man. Salvation is God's doing. Salvation is God's business. So, who are we to trust? Don't trust me. Don't trust yourself. Look at Psalm 62. I call Psalm 62 the only psalm. I was preaching somewhere one time and I told them to turn to the only psalm. And they looked at me a little strange. I said, the only psalm is Psalm 62, is the only psalm. Psalm 62. Now here's the believer's confidence. We are the true Israel, which worship God in the Spirit, that rejoice in Christ Jesus, and we have no confidence in the flesh. Now, who are we to trust then? Look at verse 6, Psalm 62. He only is my rock, my salvation, my defense. I shall not be moved. Fastened to that rock. You see, to move the believer, you got to move the rock. That's not going to happen. Christ is that rock, the everlasting rock of ages. And to move the believer, you got to move the rock. And that's not going to happen. We're fastened to Christ. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation, my glory, the rock of my strength. My refuge is in God. Now look at verse 8. Trust in Him. Once in a while. When things are going rough, then trust Him. That's not what it says there. Trust in Him at all times. When should we trust the Lord? Always. When should we look to Him? Always. At all times, ye people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. So, back to Psalm 146. Put not your trust in princes, nor in any son of Adam, in whom there is no salvation. Now he gives us a little help here in verse 4. The reason we're not to trust the flesh. His breath goeth forth and it returns to the earth. Dust thou art, dust thou shalt return. In that very day, all his schemes, his plots, his plans, they perish. They perish with him. Now, look right across the page at Psalm 144, verse 3. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity, his days are as a shadow that pass away. I think of that other psalm, Psalm 139 it is. Man at his best state, altogether vanity. You wouldn't trust vanity, would you? Someone said at the height of insanity is to trust vanity. You see, we're looking to the Lord Jesus. How many times does it say, look over here, I think we can find it easily, Isaiah 40. How many times does it say in the Word of God, all flesh is grass? Isaiah 40, verse 6. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and the goodliness thereof is the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people's grass, the grass withers, the flower fadeth. But, you know, that's a big word in Scripture, isn't it? B-U-T. But the word of our God shall stand forever and ever and ever. Now back to Psalm 146. Happy. Happy. You see verse 5? Happy. As I pointed out earlier, that word can also be rendered blessed. 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 Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob, God who is God. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his salvation. He is God, our Savior. Happy is that man. Blessed is that man. Same word that's used other places in the Psalm. Blessed is that man. Who is the blessed man? Let's see if we can find out. Turn to Psalm 32. Psalm 32. Who is that blessed man? It's that man who is found in Christ. That man who is blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Psalm 32. Here's the blessed man. Here's the happy man. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all our sin. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, in whose spirit there is no hypocrisy, sham, or guile. That's the blessed man, the hath the God of Jacob. That covenant God, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. That covenant God who will have mercy on whom he will have mercy. That's the happy man that looks unto God who is God for all of his salvation. He is my help. I think of that scripture over in, don't turn, let me just read it to you. You know it very well. Over here in Hebrews chapter 4, seeing that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, find grace to help. You see, he is our help. Grace to help in time of need. He's able to meet all our need according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Now look at, back at Psalm 146. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help. Blessed help. Blessed salvation we have. Whose hope? Now we have a good hope. Our hope is not a flim-flam hope. It's not a wishy-washy hope. The believer's hope is a solid, good hope. Think of that scripture over in 1 Thessalonians 2:16 where it says, we have an everlasting consolation in the Lord Jesus Christ and a good hope through, what's the next word? Through grace. It's the grace of God alone. It's the grace of God alone. I am what I am by the grace of God. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ, he is our hope. Christ in you is the hope of glory. That's our hope. Our hope is all wrapped up. I've got a good hope because I feel good. Well, that's a What was it Luther said? Feelings come and feelings go, and feelings are deceiving. My warrant is the Word of God. Nothing else is worth believing. You see, He is our hope. Our hope is all wrapped up in a person. In a person. Not an experience. Although salvation is something we experience, but we don't trust our experience. We're looking unto the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our hope. Christ is all and in all. In Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in Him we stand complete. That's our hope. That's a good hope. That's the only hope that any sinner that's taught of God has. Our Lord said, speaking there in John 6, all those who have heard and learned of the Father, they skedaddle to the Lord Jesus Christ. As Brother Montgomery used to say, they hug up to the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, salvation, the Lord has put all of salvation in our blessed Savior, who is called God our Savior, the God of Jacob. He took old Jacob, conniver. Read his life story. He didn't merit God's favor or God's attention. He did everything contrary. And yet, God set His heart on him, His affection on him, and He gave that old Jacob a name. He said, I'm going to change you. I'm going to make you a new creature. I'm going to make you an Israel, a prince of God. And that's what God does in saving mercy and saving grace. Look at verse 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I could spend another 30, 40 minutes right here. But Paul has wisely put a stop clock right here. I'm looking at a stop clock. And I pushed the button. And 27 minutes so far. And we could easily go another 27 minutes looking at the rest of this. But I want to give you just a few more things here. Here we have in verse 6, 7, 8, and 9, and 10, we have a fit description of the one that we're to praise, the one that we're to look unto, the one that we're to trust, the one who is our hope. Look at verse 6. He's the Creator of all things. In Him we live and move and have our being, which made the heavens. The heaven of heavens. God who inhabits eternity. He's not in the universe. The universe is in Him. Which made heaven and earth. He's the Creator. And all that therein is. God said, and it was done. I think of that other Psalm, Psalm 33. I think it's verse 9 or thereabouts. He spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. Stands fast by the word of His power. He upholds all things by the word of His power. All things are held together and consist by Him. And He keepeth. He's the keeper. He's the Creator. He's the keeper. He's the keeper of truth. Truth. What is truth? Our Lord said, I am truth. I am the way, the life. I am truth. And He keeps this truth, the truth of the gospel, the truth of His word, the truth of who He is. He keeps it forever. He said, I'm the Lord, I change not. He keeps His truth. Truth never changes. You know a lie always changes? No lie is of the truth. Satan is the father of lies. Lies always change. Liars always have to change their story. Tell the truth. You stick with the truth. The truth never changes. Christ is that truth. Our Lord said, the truth, you shall know the truth. What said Stephen? You shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. Lies won't set you free. Lies will keep you in bondage. Truth will set you free. The truth of who He is, the truth of who we are, the truth of what salvation is, the truth of how God saves sinners by His grace. He keeps His truth forever, forever. Look at verse 7. He executes judgment for the oppressed. And He's talking here about executing our salvation in taking our sin to Himself. He took our sin in His own body on the tree and suffered judgment for the sin of His people. He executed the pliers of the Lord shall prosper in His hand, please the Lord to bruise Him in our room and in our stead. He executed justice and judgment on my substitute, putting away my sin, the sin that oppressed me. He judged it in Christ my substitute, made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And then He not only puts away our sin, He gives us everything we need. He's our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. He puts away our sin and then He gives us. He executes judgment upon our sin in our substitute who made complete satisfaction for Him. And then He gives us everything we need. Food. He's the water of life. He's the bread of life. He's the sustainer. And then the Lord also does this. You see, reading this book, you can only come away with one conclusion, that salvation is of the Lord. Because look, everything, He executes judgment. He gives food. He gives salvation to the hungry, to the needy. He came to save sinners, didn't He? This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that the Lord Jesus Christ came to save sinners. The Lord sets them at liberty, those who are bruised. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free. Don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. He set us free. You shall know the truth. The truth sets you free. Liberty in Christ. The Lord has not only judged our sin, given us salvation, set us free, He opened our eyes. He opened our eyes. Things that we were blind and dead and didn't know and didn't see and didn't care. One day, He opened our eyes, gave us ears to hear His Word, to hear God's preacher, gave us eyes to see the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He's altogether lovely. And one day by His grace, God doing that work of grace in the heart, brings us to the place where we must have Him. We'll not let Him go. As Jacob said, till you bless me. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises up them that are dead in sin. He raises them that are bowed down. You see, the way up is not up. The way up is down. Say, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, it does. Where was Saul of Tarsus when the Lord raised him up? I mean, one time when he was going to Damascus, he was riding pretty high. And as Brother Mahan used to say, God unhorsed him. Put him in the dust. Put his nose in the dust. He was bowed down. God bowed him, didn't He? But He didn't leave him there. Raised him up. You have He quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin. Aren't you glad the Lord is able to raise up dead sinners? Just turn a couple of pages back. Psalm 138. Well, it pays to write these things down. Well, I'm looking for a verse and I'm thinking of a verse, but I can't find it. But needless to say, the Lord raises up them that be bowed down. I can think of this verse, Psalm 34. He's nigh unto them of a broken heart. He saveth such that are of a broken heart and the contrite spirit. The Lord raises up those that are bowed down in the dust. The Lord loveth. God is love. The Lord loves the righteous. You know, His love is His holy love. It's sovereign love. It's holy love. And the Lord loves the righteous. Now, you're saying, I know the Scripture said there's none righteous, no, not one. All of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and that's so. But this is talking about how the Lord loves us in Christ. Nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, He is the Lord, our righteousness. Matter of fact, Jeremiah said, that's my name. The Lord our righteousness. That's our name. The Lord loves, and here's the bottom line. He loves His people. He loves His people. He loves them with an everlasting love. And nothing can separate us from that love of God which is in Christ. And then He's our preserver. When we were strangers to Him, strangers to the covenant, without God, without hope, and without Christ, now we're made nigh by the blood of Christ. We're no more strangers. We're one with Him. The Lord preserves His people. He's known them forever. We're kept by the power of God. And then He's our relief. Remember that old Rolaids commercial, how do you spell relief? Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. He is my relief. He is my refuge. He is my righteousness. He is my resurrection. He is everything. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow. Those who are in need. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Now, I'm going to quit. But, the way of the wicked, He's going to turn it upside down. There is a way that seemed right unto men. The end of that way is death. The way of works, self-righteousness, self-glory, the way of the flesh. God's going to turn that upside down. He's going to destroy it, is what He's saying there. He's going to destroy every false refuge of lies. And the Lord shall reign. You know the word sovereign is not in the Bible. Do you know that? The truth of it is everywhere. Reign. God reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigned in the heavens. In the heavens. Over there in Revelation 19. Don't turn. But listen to this. I heard, as it were, the voice of great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and the voice of mighty thundering, saying, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. He reigns. He reigns. Always has. Always will. He's God. Now, take that home and chew on it a while. Chew on it a while.